What am I thinking? You're thinking I sleep with everybody. You're thinking they're not really my friends. Trust me, Sam, there's nothing going on. I admit that Claire and I tried to make it work once, but it wasn't in the cards for us. It wasn't in the cards with any of them. It's a small town, and when I came here, I needed friends more than lovers. His hands dropped by his side. I wasn't ready to commit. Sam wasn't sure how to respond. That wasn't what she'd been expecting him to say. That wasn't even what she was looking for. Who said anything about commitment? And yet, just how many lovers had he meant? So, what are you looking for now? She asked. Austin looked at her plainly, more naked to her than when she'd seen him without clothes. I don't know, he admitted. She wished she hadn't said a thing. Why weren't they having sex now? Why hadn't he rushed her inside to tear her clothes off in front of the fire like last night? Why was this coming out wrong? I don't know why I asked that. It's not even something I'm worried about. Please, pretend I didn't say anything. Sam picked up the gloves from the floor and handed them to Austin. And take the goddamn gloves, she cracked a smile. If that's why you won't take them, I'm telling you, it's not a gesture that means anything. It's just me trying to beat out Claire for nicest person in the world. Austin took the gloves and put them back by the door. I know you didn't mean anything by it, but I still can't.
But why not?
Sam was getting annoyed.
Your old gloves are falling apart. Don't pretend nobody notices.
It was the exact wrong thing to say.
His jaw tightened in anger.
I don't care whether anybody notices. This isn't about what people will think of me.
I didn't mean it like that.
You're twisting my words. You think what I have is shit. You think you have something better.
They're just gloves, Austin. It's not a referendum on your personality.
He was being ridiculous. Her first instinct was to feel like she shouldn't have brought anything up.
But that was bullshit.
She had every right to ask who Claire was, who his friends were, and why Austin said and did the things he did for the sake of her company, and also for herself.